Blog Talk Radio.
But I do understand when some things not from you, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Every Monday, you know, we pray Christian love music, you know, what's out there. And I choose very carefully of the love music that I play on Relationship Monday. So I understand that. Feel free to send your emails. I mean, I'm not going to throw some Jay-Z on y'all or, you know, some of this other stuff. But we're going to play some Al Green, some Sade, something that I can observe it. And I know they're not using profanity and the message not all wrong. Glory to God, because every New Year's Eve, my husband and I, we dance. We dance, and we dance to Anthony Hamilton's song, and we dance to maybe some Freddie Jackson. That's just who we are, and we 17 years in. So I understand if some of you don't. Hey, do what you do. I can respect that. But if you're going to tune in on Mondays, on Relationship Monday, we ain't starchy. We still say sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost. But I understand that, and let me tell you, big sis, I don't love you no less. You know, I know some ladies like, well, I don't watch TV. I'm in the Bible all day. I'm not. I pray 2-3 times a day. I'm in the Bible a lot, but sometimes, a lot of times, I spend time with my family, you know, I watch TV, you know. Oh, my God. You know, I'm just not stuck in what this is my opinion, the lies that church have built around preachers. You know, we are real and we are super, supernatural, but we don't have to be, you know, non-relative, you know, to other people. Glory to God. Don't mean we're out there doing crazy stuff. I have no desire to be out there doing crazy stuff and things of that nature. So I just want to just make that very clear to my global listeners. And let me just make this clear. It was like one or two people. I mean, you know, I'm not throwing out anything like that, but I'm thankful for the thousand of you that tune in every Monday night. You guys don't know how grateful I am for that. You know, I have to pay for this stuff. Glory to God, and God bless me to do so. One young lady said she wants to sow in the ministry, and I'm going to start telling you guys where you can sow if you are led. If you are not, that's fine. I still want you to tune in every Monday for Relationship Monday and every Thursday for Work the Word Thursday. That's what it's all about to me. That's what ministry is to me, getting the word of God out, amen, to the kingdom and things of that nature, okay? You know, I'm really not all that, just stick with me long enough, you know, and you're going to see the real TKD, because the reality is this is what it is now. So I have a great show tonight. Somebody sent me this link. I was at my real estate office. And somebody sent me this link, and I just thought it was so awesome. I said, you know what? I want that to play on my show because it really blessed me, the things that Dr. Mike and Dee Dee Freeman was talking about. Anybody that knows them know that they have a Marriage Made Easy ministry, that I've heard a lot of the programs and things of that nature. But this was just such a blessing. I said, you know, I want that to go on the air because, you know, man, they are real. I mean, those are my kind of people right there. You know, they are real. You know, and being married that long, there was no, they done with, you know, all that sugar coating and all that other kind of stuff. This is the real deal. And so I just had to share this with my global audience tonight. And listen, I'm Georgia. Ooh, you got, thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. Alabama, California. Man, somebody have been logging in from Tokyo. I'm sorry you've been having a hard time doing so, but I'm working on that because I'm grateful for that. Even though when you text me things in the blog talk, I may can't read the language and I'm trying to do the translation. Man, y'all don't understand. I am grateful for things like that. DMV. DMV, you guys, is the Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland area, and we call it the DMV. Thank you guys for holding me down, you know, so I'm really appreciative of the love and the commitment. You know, you taking out time to tune into TKD Global Radio and broadcast. I do not take that lightly. So listen, join me on Facebook, too. My personal page is LaSandra Coleman. I hear from the Lord every morning. I try to encourage people. Amen, that, you know, being saved is not boring. Man, it's pretty awesome. I'm telling you, I'm having a time of my life, you know. And then go into TKD Global Radio and Broadcast and like our page and look at some of the topics we have coming up. And if you fit the bill on some of those topics, go ahead and inbox us. You know, I don't just make the decisions on my own. I have, you know, a small team. Well, I'm still small. They are a great team that helped me to decide on certain things. You know, I believe in plurality in ministry and things of that nature. So I seek wise counsel as well. And they, you know, down to earth, and they're different from me, and that's why I chose them, you know, for certain topics. Because TKD Global Radio and Broadcast and TKD Global Ministry, we're all about reaching the kingdom and about helping each other and about sowing things together. Amen. As the body of Christ. Because when it all boils down, we are the body of Christ. Glory to God. All right, now off my soapbox. All right, so here we go. You guys, take notes, because right after this, you know, I'm going to just say a few things. But this is going to bless your marriage. This is Dr. Mike and Dee Dee Freeman. Amen. And they are talking about the black and white of marriage. Wow. Let's go.
To what Jimmy and Karen just talked about.
Yeah.
I
got the answer. You just train your husband to do everything you want him to do.
You just
just train them.
That yeah. just didn't work for me.
Oh. You needed the book.
Yeah, that, you know, we were sitting there. First of all, thank you guys
yeah,
so much
you.
For having this opportunity. Come on, let's hear it. Maggie, you guys are doing a tremendous job. We want to thank you, of course, your mom and dad. It's just a wonderful opportunity and privilege to be here with you all. We consider you our friends.
Amen.
Always make TBN our home. You have a responsibility to maintain what the elder statesmen of this ministry has established.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom and dad created something here that you two have the responsibility of carrying on. And a lot of times, a lot of ministries will not maintain the tenets of the faith or
mm-hmm.
the old landmarks that have been established. And so thank you so much for being the two that got, because we were in Israel with
yeah.
you when your dad turned everything over to you guys, and Prince was there, and Dina and I, we had the opportunity to see hands laid upon
Amen.
You. And we've been praying for you in that regard since that time, that you will maintain what God has surrendered and given to you.
Sweet.
You know, I almost feel like the African-American version of Jimmy and Karen.
Okay. All right.
Then
I got
know
you.
What to do.
We were sitting there, and the testimonies, the stories are similar.
Yeah.
We've been married for 28 years almost this year. Her mom and dad have been married for 63 years this year.
Oh, wow.
My mom and dad have been married for 63 years this year.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
So we're the product of 126 years of marriage.
Wow.
Wow.
It is something you do not get out of alive.
Yeah.
It's still in our book. Marriage
yeah.
is something, it's still in our book until death
yeah.
come on now.
Do you part.
Yeah.
And we're seeing so many different things come out of that.
Yeah.
Well, we met when she was 14. I happened to be 16 at that particular time. She was just enamored with, of course, who I happened to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a stalker. He was a stalker. Stalking me at 14.
Stalker.
Yeah. And we got married, and I watched my mom.
You got married at 14?
No, not a little
yeah.
later.
Okay,
come
on. We'll clarify.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
A little later on, I think.
I was
21. 21, 7 years later for you, and then I happened to be 23. And I watched my mom and dad. They had been married for a very long time. My father would come home from work. He would go directly to his room. Mom would make one of us take him a glass of iced tea. He would drink half of it, put it down on the dresser drawer, go to sleep for a while. She would have one of us to go and wake him up, because at that time we all ate around the dining room table.
Yeah.
That's when families got together.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
don't do that anymore. And before we could touch anything on the table, all of us would have to give a Bible verse.
Come on now.
Some of my siblings tried long and arduous Bible verses at that time. We didn't have time to learn different Bible verses at that time. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, Jesus wept. What sufficed, because we were all hungry.
Right.
So then Mom would tell Dad how all of us responded throughout the day. He would correct us. Whoop us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before you ate?
Right after. And so when I got married, I would come home and I would go to my room.
Where's my tea?
And I would wait.
For your
IT,
yeah.
And I would wait. I waited in the morning. I
waited in the morning.
Really, because I thought that she would reflect who my mom happened to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was raised, we're all products of the environment that we've come out of.
Well, this is true.
And I was raised that the woman was almost subservient to the man.
Yeah.
That's the kind of atmosphere or the kind of environment I seemingly, because whatever dad said, mom did.
Yeah.
Well, I married this one.
Yeah, you married the wrong one.
And had you got married on the wrong plan, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't come out of that environment, not at all. Mine was totally different. My family was not a church going family. They, you know, believed in God.
That was my first problem. See, I married a heathen. The father says, don't be unequally yoked with
my
Yeah. That's the first problem.
Well, and also, my dad did all of the cooking. My dad cooked. My dad, you know. Amen. I got some help out there.
We don't need this amen crew.
Yeah, God.
So when he was waiting for me to cook, I'm looking at him waiting on him to cook. And my mom was not one that would, you know, be quiet. My mom was very vocal. My mom shared her opinions, and she was very feisty. And so when we got married, being the product of the environment that we have come out of, we collided.
Wow.
You know, we were a mess going somewhere to happen.
No, really. I didn't want to come home.
And I didn't want him to come home.
Your story's getting better than Jimmy and Carol.
No, really. And when you look at it, we both are traveling this nation now and different parts of the world sharing concerning marriage.
Wow.
I believe whatever you're going through right now, the enemy's job is to steal the future of the assignment that God has placed in you. Because it's this day right here that Satan never wanted us to see.
Wow. Wow.
And now this girl is the careful consideration of a covenant companion.
Wow.
And I just love living with her, but we've gone through so much because the first 7 or 8 or maybe 9 years of our marriage was
horrible.
Horrible. No, and we're both saved.
Wow.
Sanctified.
Wow.
And full of something.
And full of something.
The Holy Ghost.
And just like Pastor Leon, I'm fourth generation pastor.
Yeah.
I've been raised in church. I know how to do church without Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, this is the real of what people are going through, and I've always looked at Sunday mornings as the equivalent of being Halloween.
Come on now.
And we're putting on these masks.
Wow.
And we are whatever we want to be for that particular time. And the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of marriages that are hurting.
Yeah.
And if someone isn't real and transparent before people to share with people, although you've been through what you have been through, you don't have to stay where you are.
Right.
Whatever marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, on our way to church, man, I mean, just a cuffing at you, mammy, friendly. I can't stand you. I mean, I'm driving. She tried to cuff. You know, somebody.
You're winning the story. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
How about this? Happy Valentine's
Day. Yeah, come on. Grab somebody and kiss them right now. Come on. You were cussing your wife out on the way to church.
On the way to church. I'm fourth generation pastor.
Was this like tonight?
No.
Yesterday.
Last week, Lord.
Wow. No, this has been years ago.
Thank God. We were going to my father's church.
But he was the head intercessor.
Oh,
well,
you didn't have to say
that. That's why I teach people to how to pray for themselves, because you don't know who back there praying for you at intercessor.
But isn't that just marvelous to see the goodness of God in transit? You're looking just as surprised as you were.
I know you folks, and I didn't even know this story. I mean, this is crazy.
It was a pretty tumultuous story.
I feel like a choir member, you know. I mean, I am a choir boy compared to. Go ahead.
But you know what? The pastors need to begin to become a little more transparent than they are. Like, we're not exempt from the attacks of the enemy in our marriage. And because we're not exempt, You need to be examples of righteousness to show people how to walk through every situation. And this is what this book is all about.
Wow.
A very practical guide every single day. Because the truth of the matter, if you two were with us every day, we would not have responded the way that we were responding to each other. There would be a sense of accountability there that will help guide us and just make us behave because of this accountability.
Right.
Where this book, it's like Didi and I are walking with people, 31 days of practical things, learning how to love one another, because
practical.
The truth of the matter is God told me to dwell with her according to knowledge, and I didn't know her.
Wow.
And I was pushing all the wrong buttons. I didn't know women came with buttons.
You didn't know chickens had nuggets.
I didn't know chickens had nuggets. And
oh,
I was pushing all the wrong buttons.
Oh,
I mean, even with driving to church. I mean, the hypocrisy.
I didn't know women had buttons.
And if you push the wrong one.
Yeah, you don't get the wrong thing.
Yeah. He got a lot of the wrong stuff out of me. But, you know, it's the practical
thing. But how
were
we at getting out of the car after just...
Oh, yes. And cuss all the way to church and get out the car.
Praise
the
Lord.
Bless you,
God is good.
God is good. And get in church. Yeah, and then we would get in church and remind each other that this was not over. When we got in the car, we were going to pick back up where we left off. And get up there and sing all the songs, lift our hands, going through all of the motions.
But yet
we were dead on the inside.
Wow.
And not having the abundant life that God has called us.
Wow.
And so it was so inspiring to hear Jimmy and Karen talk about these things. My brother knows more about his ministry than I, and he says, there's coming a day where you two are going to meet and you're going to do ministry together. My brother told me that.
Wow.
And here we are now, my first time meeting him on this stage sharing concerning marriage.
Wow.
And I would love to hook up with him the black and white of marriage.
Come on now. Wow.
Yeah, I would love that.
Wow.
But a lot of things I did not do because I didn't know. And the power to define is the power to fulfill. Mm-hmm. Whatever you cannot define, you can't fulfill. Okay, what's husband? You call yourself a husband, define it. And if you cannot scripturally or accurately define husband, how are you going to fulfill it?
Wow.
Now, ladies, don't get them in the car and say, what's a husband?
give them a couple of days
and let them research that. What's a wife? What's a wife according to Scripture? Notice the Bible said, didn't say, he who finds a woman.
Wow.
He didn't say he who finds a good lady. He said he who finds a wife.
Wow.
So you had to be wife material long before he has met you.
Hello.
Yeah. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and then he obtains favor.
Wow.
And a lot of guys are destroying the favor because they don't honor their wife.
Wow.
Let me tell you the truth of something. It was not until about 2.5 years ago where I stopped arguing with her.
Really?
We've been married for about 28 years this year. It's been only 2.5 years where I've stopped. I'm pastoring at this time. We celebrate 20 years of pastoring. And I don't give a care what people think or say about me. I have divorced myself from the opinions of people.
Come on now.
Yeah, I really don't. People are going to talk about you whether you're doing good or bad or nothing at all.
Yeah.
But if my testimony, the Bible says we overcome by two things, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yeah.
If my testimony can help someone, then I would be just more than happy to share the testimonies. But the fact of the matter, we were having, because we have these marriage made easy meetings all over the country. We just left New Orleans, and it was a tremendous success. Right in between the Super Bowl and the Mardi Gras or whatever have you. We had a great time with that. And I was sharing with them the fact that, because I asked, I said, how many of you who've been married have never argued? And it got kind of quiet like it is right now.
Yeah.
and one couple lifted hands.
Two.
It was one in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. I thought
don't
you
argue about that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Let me have this. She's referring to the time I did it back at our church.
Right.
Are you correcting her now, right here on the air?
Yes.
Yeah. I already have her trained.
Yeah, I'm trained.
And whatever you don't train, you have no right to complain.
Hello.
Wives and husbands both need to be trained.
That's right.
She has me eating out the palm of her hand.
Come on now.
Yeah. And then when I'm finished with what's in her hand, I just lick right up her arm. And
I like that part.
It's
Valentine's Day.
Is there a certain rating on this show for me to be concerned?
You're bumping right up. Yeah.
Come back down.
So when these two lift their hand, these two couples lift their hand, I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Praise the Lord. I really thought about having an altar call for liars.
Yeah.
Because everybody else there, I bet that particular time, there are about 600 plus or 800 plus couples in the meeting. And there are two couples. Never argue. I said, so how long have you been married? I was expecting 3 months, 6 months. Going to give them a pass because of the short time. One said 28 years. One said 30-something years. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, right. I get in the car. Holy Spirit says, so why did you think that was so impossible?
Come on now.
And anytime Holy Spirit asks you a question, it is not because he does not know the answer.
Yeah.
He is about to instruct you of something.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Lord, you know, that just, he said, how many times have you argued? Now, my pastor is Dr. Frederick K.C. Price. I've been with him maybe 17, 18 years. He said, how many times have you argued with him? I said, never. He said, do you know why? He said, you are interested in making an impression with him and keeping a certain level of honor before him. But when it comes to Dee Dee, you don't care what you say to her because you're done with trying to make an impression with her. And so why is it that you're giving a man such honor and you're not giving this covenant of
honor
the kind of honor? That took care of me. That took care of me right then and there.
Wow.
Right then and there, because we give honor. And the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. There's an obligation that I have to honor her and to respect her. And it's almost sad to say that this was just 2.5 years ago, but I got it now.
Wow.
You know the old saying, better late than never.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, we are sitting with Dr. Michael and Dee Dee Freeman. I want to say one thing, and then we got a few more minutes to go, but I just wanted to jump in, that his broadcast, television broadcast, airs on the Church Channel, one of the TBN family of networks, the Church Channel. And their latest book, in case they're saying some stuff that you want to get all up into, Marriage Made Easy in 31 Days. And so that's their latest book. They're joining us up here on Valentine's Day. We love you. Big D is ill in the house. Big D is. Do me a favor.
He's been telling everybody to turn and kiss each other. I think after that, we need to look at our spouses and say, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm
arguing
sorry.
With you.
Yeah. I said it first.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
Kiss each other.
Okay, now sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you guys go now because the camera wasn't on you.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
say
no
sorry. Okay.
I want to grow up, though. I want to grow up from Church Channel to TBN.
Come on now.
I really want to grow up.
Okay.
Be a part of this great big TBN family.
Okay.
You guys are doing a tremendous job. Amen. And we have something to share with this world concerning marriage.
Yes.
Because even in the Christian community, we are, Dee Dee and I, we've declared war on divorce.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. And far too many leaders in the body of Christ are opting out.
Yeah.
they are taking the option of divorcing their wives. It's almost just like trading cars these days. You
wow.
don't know who you're going to meet the next time you come in contact with these pastors. And it's astonishing because we can believe God for cars and homes and churches and members and mm-hmm. aircrafts, but we can't believe God for our wife.
Come on now.
See, I've made Didi first. I've made her first. God told me to make her first in our relationship, and she comes before the church.
Amen.
If the church needs something and Didi needs something, the church will just have to wait.
Yeah.
Because she's my first ministry.
Yeah.
And when we correct this, when we do what he has commanded us to do relative or germane to our wives or our spouses, then that's when the glory of God will rest upon our household
yeah.
and this oil that Jimmy was talking about will flow because it's gravitational.
Yeah.
It'll flow down from us on our family and for generations to come shall be the upright blessed.
Mm-hmm. Do me a favor, would you pray for the audience?
Yeah.
We've heard great stuff this Valentine's
for
Day,
it, yeah.
Praise the Lord program. What an amazing thing. But you guys just look into the camera and just get this stuff sealed and everybody get this and look, some people need a new start.
Absolutely.
Maybe this broadcast is a new start for many people watching. And we pray that that is. Pastor, go for it.
Sweetie, you want to pray? Father, in the name,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come on now.
We come against every assignment and every attack that Satan has set up against this covenant called marriage. We come against it. We render it powerless through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we call marriages blessed, empowered to prosper, on top, and fulfilling God's purpose and plan for this earth. Father, thank you for taking couples in your hand and raising them up as trophies to show the world what you intended for marriage to look like from the very beginning. And we add our faith and our love to whatever you're going through. Every good thing that's in our marriage, every good thing that's in our ministry, we now release it in the name of Jesus. And to every couple that's watching, every marriage that's watching, we decree healing, emotional healing, and spiritual healing to take place in the hearts and minds of every couple. We call for restoration in Jesus' name, that they walk in the liberty wherewith Christ has made them free. And Father, we thank you that they'll pick up this revelation and they'll never be the same in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. So, I hope you guys really enjoyed that as much as I did. And so, I mean, you know, just even listening to it again just really blessed my heart, you know, especially the part where Mike and Didi were saying that, you know, how they used to go to church, I mean, how they used to be in the car on their way to church and be cursing each other out and then get out the car talking about some hallelujah, praise Jesus, you know, God is so good. Because my husband and I, you know, when we first got saved and things of that nature, man, we did the same thing. And now I will say this, we wasn't cursing each other out, but, you know, we did have what I used to call heated fellowship, you know, be all mad and disgruntled and things like that and go inside the church. And I was a minister at the time, and I would have to serve and, you know, and things of that nature. And like Didi said, we'll go right back at the church and pick up where we start from. I know some of y'all watching, if you've been married more than, you know, 7 to 10 years, you know that to be the truth. So I just love honest people. Glory to God. Marriage can work. And the reality is, just that's why, you know, when I teach an event that I do online and we're getting ready to do one live, A Good Girl Guide to Great Sex is for married women and engaged women. That's why I teach it so raw, because, you know, all these years of being saved in the ministry, people just didn't tell me certain things. I realize it's going to go on whether you explain it to me or not. And so, you know, in my walk of faith, the Lord just revealed things to me through the word that, you know, people just don't talk about because they're embarrassed and things like that. And I don't know about y'all, but I have a hot husband. I want to keep our marriage hot, you know, even after 17 years, and we'll be 18 years in May, glory to God. And we really just enjoy one another's company. I mean, we enjoy, you know, outside the bedroom, two people. I mean, you know, I enjoy just hanging out with him, just talking, and, you know, we laugh and joke and talk about old times and new times and times to come and about the kids and the dogs. And I just enjoy his company. You know, we'll, you know, listen to some music some nights, just him and I, and just chilling. And that's why I'm always telling people, marriage does get, you know, gets better the longer you stay. So, but I'm not talking about that mess, folks. I've been married for 30 years, but, yeah, y'all ain't even stayed in the same house 15 years. Don't come to my doorstep with that kind of mess. Teach me how to keep that thing together, and we in the same house for all those years. Glory to God. Amen. And so this is why I do what I do. So Monday night, Relationship Monday, is not just about marriage. It's about singles as well, you know. Singles as well, and I have people to come on. I have programs that's coming up to cater to you guys, too, because you don't have, you know, just because you're single, that means something wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you just because you're single. I don't blame you don't want to be in a relationship after relationship after relationship, getting your heart broken, feelings hurt, or the person you're with just not compatible. You know, who want to waste time on that? So listen, thank you guys for tuning in. You know, don't forget to go to TKD Global Radio broadcast on Facebook. Our website is coming, tkdglobal.org. We are building it right now. And the bottom line of TKD Global Ministries is network is to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We ain't trying to manipulate nobody. We ain't trying to get something from you. And if we do ask something from you, trust me, I really heard from the Lord. Glory to God. So be blessed. Go ahead and curl up to your boo. You know, if you're married, if you're not, girl, put your shoes on and go home now. Go ahead and go home before it get hot and heavy and you find yourself in a situation. Woo, Jesus. You know who it is. It's the Kingdom Mix, sis. The King's Daughter, Prophet Sandra Coleman. And I will see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. on Work the Word Thursday. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Let me
save
you. Loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come to. I'll never be to see.